This is Foxy and Giuliano on BRMB, and of course, this morning it's the Big E. We're joined by Gary Barlow and Howard Donald.
Obviously, not only is the new single The Flood coming out in November, on November 7th, and the new album Progress on the 15th, but there's a documentary going to be on TV, on ITV1. Mm-hmm. They've been following you for the past year, and it's a sort of warts and all, fly-on-the-wall documentary about how Robbie came back to rejoin the band, and some of your hopes and fears. That's right, yeah?
Yep.
Yeah.
The question that I think I'd really like to know is, who said sorry first?
You're probably talking to me and Rob here, aren't you?
Yeah.
Because out of everybody, the kind of main problem was me and Rob always. And it was probably, it took much longer than it should have done. But basically we sat together, this was a couple of years ago actually, while we were in LA, and we were all sat in the room together, and we pretty much told each other what had rustled our feathers over the years. This was said, that was said, what have you got to say about that? And we did that at each other, and pretty much both said we were sorry. And that opened the door then to this whole next chapter being able to happen. So it was pretty much an in sync, I'm sorry.
Yeah, and that's not actually covered in the documentary.
Oh, is it not?
Well, no, because that's, like Gary said, that's what opened the doors to the documentary. That's what opened the doors for the cameras being able to follow us around. I mean, that's a real private moment, that, for them to discuss by themselves. And it's.
But you see similar things happen in the documentary, because we were obviously questioned about that. And especially Rob, he answers it so honestly. I tell a few lies of him, but it's very well covered in the documentary, that whole thing is. And it's quite embarrassing because, you know, you played old footage of things you've said about each other, and you think, oh, please, no, did I really say that? So, yeah. There's some good stuff in there.
Howard, I just want to change the subject a little bit because that's getting too deep for me.
No, that was good. It was about me. Carry on.
No, Howard, I want to talk to Howard because I met you a few years back, Howard.
And okay.
I met you in a nightclub called the Welly Club in Hull.
Oh, yeah.
Because you've DJed there.
That's a great club.
You've DJed, because you used to do, when you kind of stopped doing the Take That thing, you did a bit of DJing, which I'm really interested in, because you were DJ HD. So, I mean, do you think you'll ever, go on.
Nah, Howard Donald. I hated that HD. I went under the name of DJ HD.
Do you know what? People call us F&G, and we hate that as well.
F&G.
Yeah, I just hate that. Always F&G.
So you DJ. F&G.
No, they've been a better DJ in it. This, because I met you years ago, but I don't know if you probably obviously won't remember, but I mean, there used to be some cracking nights.
Yeah, no, that's a good club, the Welly Club. They moved venues, didn't they?
Yeah, they went from a complete rubbish hole to somewhere else, which is just slightly better. I think they had toilet roll in the toilets. I think that's all they had to it.
No, it's a good night there at the Welly Club. Really great crowd as well in Hull. Really good crowd.
I seem to remember you telling us about that night in Hull, Al. You said you were particularly good because the other DJs made you look really good.
I wasn't DJing, I was just drinking. Unlucky, Gary.
Sorry, mate. I tried.
Right, listen, guys, your tour, you're coming to Birmingham, Villa Park, Monday, 27th of June, 2011. It's going to sell out without a doubt. And you've exclusively revealed this morning that you might put another date on in the area.
Maybe.
That's a yes.
Who said that? Who said that then?
Maybe. And before you leave us at 9 this morning, lads, we've got a little game that we want to play with you called Who Are You? Something which we do every morning. So just stay there and we'll do it in the next 10 minutes.
Oh, I love a game.